right above that fin in that white part.
Right in the back.
See how it picked that scale off of there?
Yep.
Always pick it off.
Always pick it off?
Yep.
God. See this? Are you kidding me?
There we go. Okay.
John Martinez, dear Drew. With Deshaun Watson getting better and better every day, do you think when the pads come on, he will thrive on the pace of an NFL offense versus a good defense? Well, he is improving. The first rounder has looked pretty good week to week through OTAs. But I think you're going to ask a whole lot of a guy to come in and produce like that right out of the gate against one of the best defenses in the NFL. So we'll see. I mean, he's got a chance to do some nice things, but I don't think you're going to see him just zipping touchdowns off every single time come August. Matt Taylor asks, dear Drew, how was David Questenberry's first day back on the field, and do you think he has a shot at making the 53-man roster? It was good, and yes, David Questenberry returns from lymphoma and has been out there every day. He said it's been good to get yelled at and get jostled around and be able to do what he's been doing on the football field. So, yeah, he absolutely has a shot. He's going to challenge for some depth on the roster, and I can't wait to see what happens. He's a tremendous story, and we're all pulling for him. Alfredo Portillo, dear Drew, with the new rules of touchdown celebrations, who do you think of the Texans players would have the most creative one? I can't wait to see Akeem Hunt celebrate after a touchdown. The guy is always dancing in practice, pretty joyful dude, so I would love to see what he does once he actually gets in the end zone, and I think he's going to get in the end zone. Chris Royal asks, dear Drew, is it true that you were undefeated as the American Thai Switchblade Champion? If so, what year, and could you display your championship switchblade skills for us all without injuring yourself before camp? It's out there, the idea that I did that. I'm not going to confirm or deny it, but it's nothing I shrink from. Patrick Dead End Green, dear Drew, who will be the Texans' outside linebacker on the other side of Whitney Mercilus since John Simon left? Well, I think you're going to look first at Brennan Scarlett. He's kind of near the top of the list there. Came on, did some things after he came off the IR with designation to return list last year, and he's a really promising guy. Was an undrafted rookie in 15 and actually contributed, made the team and contributed. So look out for Scarlett, and then some guys behind him are kind of challenging for spots because they're going to move people around on this defense with Romeo Crennel and Mike Vrabel running the show there. So Scarlett, probably the short answer to that question. And that's a great question, Patrick. So great. I'm going to give you Texas Lottery scratch-offs. So email here, say I want scratch-offs, and then we'll send you some, and you'll be hopefully rich. One more week, and then it's minicamp. We'll see you soon.